I mean, it's absolutely fundamental. And I mean, we don't even recognize the world that we entered into years ago. I mean, and without an organization, Women's Aid, in there, constantly, in a sense, both telling the story, pushing for change, negotiating with whoever they were negotiating with, whether it was, you know, in the House of Commons or the House of Lords, or whether it was, you know, with the police, or, you know, and the progression through the first, because the first real players were Women's Aid and the police. They were the first big players. And then the healthcare, social work, probation, you know, education, the expansion of this. And of course, Women's Aid, they're in there giving the talks in the schools, or to social work, or to medics, or to, you know, the police or whatever. Without that voice constantly, in a sense, expanding, and of course the media, you know, this is critical, expanding, you know, the audience of both who listened, what they heard. You know, because in the beginning, it's, you women really need to go home and mind your own business. That's, you know, Fairbairn saying, you know, this is not the business of the state. It's not the business of law or the police even. You know, so, I mean, it is almost impossible to understate the impact that Women's Aid have had. And Women's Aid, you needed an organization like that that was always there. You didn't need to have that become some other organization with a new... So as it expanded, it just expanded, but it still stayed Women's Aid with its orientation. So it didn't become psychiatrists or psychologists or social workers. Now, all those people may be in some ways involved and oriented with Women's Aid, but Women's Aid is Women's Aid, and it's about women, women first, you know, the primary position of looking at women in their relationship to men in society, etc. And so I think it's just, you know, you have to underscore it about 50 times to say how important this really was.